1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Jury selection begins just hours from now in the first ever criminal trial of a former American president.
Just as this trial is set to get underway, Trump led into New York prosecutors and the judge at a rally over the weekend.
Fully gagged before a highly conflicted and corrupt judge who suffers from TDS. Does anyone know what TDS is? Correct. Trump. Derangement syndrome.
Judge Juan Mercan, who's overseeing the trial, imposed a gag order on Trump in March at prosecutors' request, blocking him from speaking about witnesses concerning their participation in the case. Matt Piper, CBS News,
Lawyers, New York. Lawyers will question as many as 500 potential jurors in a process that could take weeks. Now that Iran has attacked Israel with missiles and drones in retaliation for a suspected Israeli attack on Iran's consulate in Syria's capital, what's next? Here's CBS's Skyler Henry at the White House.
Most of the senior administration officials that we have heard from have signaled that Israel does not want to have any escalatory retaliations. We've also heard that President Biden told Prime Minister Netanyahu himself that the United States will not be involved in any sort of retaliatory strike altogether.
Scottie Scheffler has won the 2024 Masters at Augusta National, the second time in 3 years he's earned that green jacket. During the ceremony on CBS, he had a message for his wife, who's expecting their first child in a couple of weeks.
I'm coming home. I'll be home as quick as I can. Yeah, I love you and I'm coming home.
Scheffler shot 4 under par Sunday to finish the tournament 11 under. Columbia, South Carolina celebrated its women's college basketball team with a parade. 7-year-old Carter traveled 115 miles with her family from Charleston, South Carolina, to see her favorite player, center Camila Cardoso.
I was happy to see her, and she was doing great, and she was clapping for her team.
The University of South Carolina beat Iowa 87-75 in the title game last week. One of the world's most famous cathedrals is close to reopening.
It's been 5 years since the fire that destroyed the roof and the spire of Notre Dame. The cathedral is set to reopen to the public in December, and there's a lot to do before then. There's still scaffolding up all over the building. There are teams working inside and out to get it ready, but they're all confident that it will reopen as planned. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, at Notre Dame Cathedral, Paris.
The movie Civil War debuted at number one at the box office this weekend, selling almost $26 million in tickets. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live on Monday from 3 to 4 for Playmakers, where we'll be joined by Tyler Miller of the Rafters to preview the upcoming season, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Evening with the Max Inc. Top 10. The top 10 songs as voted on by you from the Wisconsin music scene for Sunday, April 14th, 2024. Let's get going with number 10 out of Madison, Wisconsin. It's Eddie 8 Dynamite from their brand new self-titled album. Eddie 8 Dynamite, they're back bigger than ever, stronger than ever, and with a brand new album. Here is Eddie 8 Dynamite with All About That Girl. It's number 10 on the Max Inc. Top 10 on Civic Media.
You first
Kicking off the Max Inc. Top 10 was a pop punk from Eddie 8 Dynamite and All About That Girl on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Checking in at number 9 this week is a two-piece band out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Punk rockers Hijack and their new song, Milwaukee. The song Milwaukee started out as an inspirational song stemming from the Sherman Park riots in August of 26 in Milwaukee, according to Ron Terrell, the drummer of Hijack. But during the recording process, the song turned into more of an anthem of unity featuring some great artists out of the Milwaukee area. I recently had a chance to ask Ron to tell us who these artists are.
Sure. So, the djembe that you hear in Milwaukee is done by none other than djembe Josh Wilkie. The auxiliary snare, if you listen closely to that one, is done none other than by Eric Machine Gun Massacre Morrissey. And, of course, the rap section is done by a awesome Milwaukee rapper by the name of Shlee Berry. Then again, on the gang vocals, we have our producer, Jason Otto, his son on it. We have like a whole bunch of people for that last section.
City's different than the rest of them, but we're competing with the best of them. I'm proud as hell, so I hold my head, pave the way to my grave when I'm cold and dead. I've been here for a minute now, 28 years, and my all is what I give it now. Look, I know there's room for improvement, but when we come together, we're a force for a movement.
That's Milwaukee from Hijack at number 9 in the Max Inc. Top 10 on Civic Media. Be sure to connect with Hijack on the socials and add them to your streaming playlist today. Good evening. I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to the Max Inc. Top 10 here on Civic Media. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blowing glass, 3 Madison locations, and you can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family pizza takeout and delivery restaurant using family recipes that are over 100 years old. North Sherman Avenue in Northgate Mall in Madison, delivering to Madison's northeast and downtown. Search Doughboys Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. The number 8 song in the Max Inc. Top 10 is Jazz. Jazz on the radio is a wonderful thing, and I cannot be happier that Jason and the Jazzernauts are in the countdown. I just discovered this group because someone wrote them in on the poll for the top 10 on Facebook. From Oshkosh, this group features Jason Gossel, Mike Malone, Jeremy Borchard, and Josh Gallagher. The song was released back on February 9th. It's number 8 in the Max Inc. Top 10. Here's Jason and the Jazzernauts and Make My Heart Sway. song is so smooth. Jason and the Jazzernauts and Make My Heart Sway coming in at number 8 in the Maxing Top 10. They have their older stuff up on Bandcamp, which is cool, but you can also hear all their latest songs on their Spotify page. So this is the first week of the Maxing Top 10 where I asked you for your votes. We ran a Facebook poll. Thank you so much for all the votes. I had a lot of action on that poll. And thank you for helping Max Inc. support the local music scene. We really appreciate that. After all, we are local music, right? We'll do another poll this week. I'll try to get it launched tonight. If not tonight, definitely tomorrow morning. And because of all your votes, we went from punk rock out of Milwaukee to jazz from Oshkosh. Now we're heading to Spring Green for some good old-fashioned hard rock. Coming in at number 7, it's Abaddon's End. When we're looking for Abaddon's End on Facebook, you'll find their normal Facebook page, but you'll also find a group called Abaddon's End Family. I had a chance to talk with Bach, the lead singer from Abaddon's End, and I asked him, what does it mean to him to have such great fans that want to call you family?
To us, our fans are exactly that. They're family. They're accepting. They're loving. They're honest. We hurt together. We heal together. When we play live and we're with our fans, we all bond. And if you ever meet us, we're not your typical band that just wants to shake your hand. And we are Midwest through and through. We give hugs to our fans. We love them for being there. And there's just the love of music. And that's what family is. It's love.
I love sweaty band hugs. Coming at number 7, it's Abaddon's End and Absence in Adolescence. It's the Max Inc. Top 10.
Knock on your door, an empty house is all. Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Checking in at number 6 in the Max Inc. Top 10, that is Marta Hansen and The Last. Marta Hansen just released her brand new EP, Of a Certain Age. It's streaming everywhere and is really awesome. Marta made a visit to Max Inc. and that interview podcast is available right now at maxincradio.com. Checking in at number 7, that was Abaddon's End and Absence in Adolescence. I'm Jimmy Kay. It is the Max Inc. Top 10. Let's pause the countdown for a moment for the Max Inc. Regional Spotlight Artist, sponsored by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated, 3 Madison locations, and online at herbalaspect.com. The Regional Spotlight Artist is where we highlight an artist or a band from outside of Wisconsin. This week, we're going to Chicago to find the band Impulsive Hearts. Now, Impulsive Hearts were just nominated for Best Rock Band in the 2023 Chicago Reader Poll. I guess that was from last year. Their third EP, Fit for the Apocalypse, just came out April 5th. It's on Cavity Search Records out of Portland, Oregon. Cavity Search Records. I'm going to leave that one alone. Anyway, this is an all LGBTQ plus band. And they create and have been described as beach bubble ice cream sunset garage rock. That's from their press release, and I could not agree more. I recently spoke with singer Danielle Sines from the band and asked her what the top three venues in Chicago are for local music and if they plan to come to Wisconsin anytime soon.
The top three Chicago venues for local music are, number one, Empty Bottle. Always have great local openers. Number two, Liars Club. Liars Club rules. They curate really awesome shows there. Lots of local music. And three, Reed's Local. Chicago's Reed's Local. It's so good. We're hoping to play, come to Wisconsin, come to Milwaukee, hopefully in the fall. Keep your fingers crossed for us.
We're doing just that, keeping our fingers crossed.
When you leave, it's in the morning, and you leave without a warning. When I am out of love with you, when you go, you say you miss me, but you never seem to get me. So I leave, don't know what to do. You leave.
Max Inc.'s regional spotlight with the Impulsive Hearts and Block You Back. It's the Max Inc. Top 10 on Civic Media. We'll be back with the top five songs next.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com. Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at MoveToMadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Welcome back to the Maxing Top 10 on Civic Media, the top 10 songs from Wisconsin for this week. The next three artists are the only three artists that were in the countdown last week. Coming in at number five this week, here's Brian Bethke and I'll Be Okay.
I heard it all before. Won't fall for this no more. I see it in your eyes. Will we ever get this right? It brings me to my knees. In this godforsaken place, wondering what could be. If I just make my escape, break these chains.
Maxing Top 10 on Civic Media, falling one spot from last week to number four this week. That's Katie Scollin and her brand new song, which happens to be the title track off her new EP, Unfailing. And Katie just celebrated her birthday. Happy birthday, Katie. If you're searching for Katie online on Facebook, you'll see a brand new video that she just released for that song, Unfailing. Moving up from number eight to number five this week, that was Brian Bethke and I'll Be Okay. I have June 1st circled on my calendar because Brian Bethke is coming to Madison to perform live in the Lair on MagSync Saturday night. We're looking forward to that. We're down to the top three songs this week. At number three from Green Bay, Wisconsin, here is Amelia Ford and Loyal.
Don't you see me? I told you once or twice and I don't believe me. I could have had a vice, could have lived a free bee, but I can't say that I can't doubt. I take your ankle for all these curts and wings.
Number three in the Maxing Top 10 for April 14th, that is Amelia Ford and Loyal. Amelia Ford will be playing a show with Tyler SJ this Thursday at the Gibson Community Music Hall in Appleton. I'm Jimmy K. It is time for the number two song in the Maxing Top 10. It's a brand new band out of Madison that's causing massive booty shaking everywhere. It's Automatic Lover and their new song, Helena. It's super fun to listen to. And they were great at the Maxing Matinee show last week. I asked lead singer Yuel Lopez Rodriguez, as a new band in Madison, what kind of feelings do you have with the love and the support that Automatic Lover is getting right now?
Even when the band is so new, like, because we are like brand new. We just had our first show. However, you guys have been playing Helena in your radio station, and I think that has been a lot of help for us to get that love and magic from the Madison people, you know, it's amazing. We're humbled, we're honored, and we're gonna keep doing it because the Madison people.
At number two in the Maxine Top 10, here is Automatic Lover and Helena. The Maxing Top 10, song number two, that is Automatic Lover and Helena. Great song, guys. Congratulations to Automatic Lover. Coming up tonight at 7, we're going to check with Terry Barr, and she'll have an installment of Barr Notes for us. Plus, we'll kick off the hour with a double dip of work. Essential Last Crack is at 8 o'clock tonight. Plus, we'll check in with Rocker's Closet. At 9 is the encore performance of The Mascot Theory from Live in the Lair last night. And Max Inc. Heavy at 10 o'clock tonight, M. Shell has a conversation with Apex Aurora. And don't forget to get the podcast for Max Inc. Radio anytime at maxincradio.com. Well, folks, we have arrived at our destination. The number one song for this week's top 10 is a two-piece band that shares time between Wisconsin and Stockholm, Sweden. Of course, it's 7,000 apart. They're currently in Stockholm, but they're coming back to Wisconsin this summer. Really excited about that. Our friends listening to Bull Falls Radio up in Wausau, you'll see 7,000 Apart at Malarkey's Pub on June 21st. The number one song in the Maxine Top 10 this week, it's 7,000 Apart and Started a Fire.
Tired of being second best. I'm sick of the feeling when they choose someone else. I'm tired of knocking at this door that everyone's been at before. I saw
Sync on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, lean left, straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know.
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on locally grown radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a cup.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.